Well testing is planned for private properties in the Harding Lake and Salcha areas near where a large volume of liquid firefighting foam residue was dumped this spring. The chemical residue was from testing of firefighting systems at Eielson Air Force Base, and a local contractor, Rolling Stone Incorporated, had an approved plan to properly dispose of it, but instead an estimated 33,000 gallons of a 2% foam solution were dumped on the ground at two company-owned gravel pits off the Richardson Highway. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson John Budnick says the possibility of groundwater contamination has prompted a testing plan.
Test private drinking water wells within a quarter mile of the improper disposal locations, as well as two public wells will be tested next week near the community.
Budnick says one of the public wells is at the Noddy shop and the other is the Salcha community well. He says a survey will determine how many of the 35 private properties have wells to be tested. Budnick says it's unclear when the well test results will be available.
Sampling can take time in the information gathering portion of this, as well as the actual collecting of the samples, but we are looking for a week turnaround once we've done the test.
In the meantime, it remains unclear if there's any health or environmental threat. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Sarah Moore says the foam does not contain PFAS and no drinking water advisory has been issued. Moore says totes containing additional volumes of the high-expanding foam waste at the gravel pits have raised questions.
We know that the totes that still contain product appear to be reused totes. They have some labels suggesting that other material was in them before this high expansion foam waste. And so one of the questions we're looking to answer from the samples taken from the totes is what else may be in them in addition to what we expect to see from the high expansion foam.
The DEC, the Army Corps, and the Air Force are investigating the dumping case to determine who's responsible and why the approved foam disposal plan was deviated from. I'm Dan Bross.